Brian Knutson spoke on behalf of the Wild Fish Conservancy, which is headquartered in Duval, Washington. He spent much of his 38 minutes explaining why this case should be heard in the federal courts rather than in one of the several other venues for lodging opposition to fisheries management. Fishing off of Alaska's coast, in fact, fishing in coastal waters nationwide, is regulated under the 1979 Magnuson-Stevens Act. The act has a built-in public comment process and a process to file formal opposition to regulations, typically within 30 days of publication in the Federal Register. The latest biological opinion from NOAA Fisheries on the Alaska Chinook harvest was in April 2019. By waiting nearly a year and then going straight to U.S. District Court, the Wild Fish Conservancy is bypassing established process. Judge Michelle Peterson wanted to know why. Knutson: the biological opinion here was not prepared in conjunction with some new Magnuson-Stevens Act actions or regulations, but instead was a reinitiation of consultation of prior actions. Judge Peterson pressed Knutson on the idea that the Conservancy was taking a shortcut by going to the federal courts. The National Marine Fisheries Service delegates management authority to the state of Alaska in coastal waters, which comes with an additional layer of public process and review. Judge Peterson: why didn't you bring this as a consistency review through the state of Alaska? I mean, if you're saying that the state of Alaska through the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is violating the National Environmental Policy Act and the Endangered Species Act, why didn't you use that route? Knutson: only the district courts of the United States have the jurisdiction to review the claims that are alleged here. Plaintiffs aren't alleging that state management measures violate the Endangered Species Act or the National Environmental Policy Act. They're alleging that NOAA Fisheries is in violation of the Endangered Species Act for its ongoing implementation of this program. Frederick Turner, attorney with the U.S. Justice Department, used his time in oral argument to lean into the idea that the Wild Fish Conservancy was not playing the game according to long-established rules. Turner: the goal here is that if there is going to be a challenge, those in the fishing industry need to have certainty. They need to know in advance what their crew is going to look like, their plans for the fishing season. To the extent that this biological opinion would reopen that window for challenging the fishery, it would have to be a short one. Judge Peterson: what should the plaintiffs have done? Turner: under that scenario, the plaintiff, on being put on notice of the biological opinion, could have filed a lawsuit under the Magnuson-Stevens Act and the Administrative Procedure Act challenging that authorization. And the petition process is still available. A group or person who thinks there's some kind of inconsistency between the Endangered Species Act and fishery management can challenge, first through the State of Alaska Board of Fisheries, and if it receives an adverse decision, it can petition the National Marine Fisheries Service, and whatever was decided, that would be subject to judicial review. The Wild Fish Conservancy has asked Judge Peterson to grant an injunction which would stay the regulatory authority of the National Marine Fisheries Service and effectively close all fishing for Chinook salmon in U.S. waters offshore of Alaska. King salmon have long been an economic mainstay of many communities in the region, with large subsistence, sport, and commercial sectors. To that end, Alaska Trollers Association President Matt Donahoe and past President Jim Moore appealed to the Sitka Assembly for support to fight the injunction. The pair gave a report on the issue two evenings before Thursday's oral arguments. Moore said that the lawsuit and injunction were only compounding what was already a difficult situation for salmon fishermen.
You know, what's at stake here is the culture and the communities in Southeast Alaska during a really critical time here. So we had to move on this. And so anything that you can do to help us fight, we're in the fight.
Assembly members agreed to bring some action to the table for consideration at their next regular meeting in June. U.S. Magistrate Judge Michelle Peterson gave no indication on when she would rule on the Wild Fish Conservancy's request for injunction. The summer commercial troll season for Chinook opens on July 1st, so a decision is likely before then. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.